This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The earliest the U.S. Senate could vote to move the massive farm bill forward is this afternoon. Then the House and Senate would have one more month to work out their differences. One sticking point has been the proposal to force more food stamp recipients to work. But as Susanna Capilouto of WABE in Atlanta reports, there's a challenge preparing people to get into the workforce.
Ken Hudak is straightening chairs at the pool of a luxury apartment complex just north of Atlanta. He's a maintenance man here.
I like this job a lot because it's a brand new set of buildings, so it's more changing light bulbs than it is replacing toilets or anything like that.
Just a few months ago, Hudak found himself without work. For 10 years, he'd been a caretaker for a woman with multiple sclerosis. After he lost that job, he qualified for SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or food stamps. That opened the door for a free 6-week class at Goodwill.
I learned basic plumbing. I learned how to work on air conditioning units and things like that.
Now he no longer gets food stamps. Georgia is one of many states where single adults without kids on SNAP must work or get jobs. Goodwill has a contract to train them. Their training costs $6,000 per person. Federal SNAP training dollars pay half. Goodwill covers the rest, says Keith Parker. He is CEO of Goodwill of North Georgia.
A person who many others may have given up on, our folks see as a real opportunity.
Georgia gets $2.3 billion from the federal government to cover its 1.5 million SNAP recipients. Fewer than 5% of them are single adults. One version of the Farm Bill would add work requirements for parents with children over 6 years old. Nationwide, that means a lot more people would need job training.
The pool could be as large as 3 million people.
Russell Sykes is with the American Public Human Services Association. He says training that many people is expensive. One Farm Bill proposal includes $1 billion for it, but that doesn't cover child care.
That would only allow, on a per-recipient basis, pretty light-touch interventions that are likely not going to get some of these people into a job.
Officials in Georgia say 87% of the nearly 8,000 SNAP recipients who receive training have found jobs. In Atlanta, I'm Susanna Capilouto for Marketplace.